This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef all the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes go soul food right after the game known as Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Regarding the our poll today, what it is you want to deal with in the battle space, right? It's a 15 by 15 cage, room, whatever it is. I keep saying chihuahuas. It is what, 12 chihuahuas, I believe?
It is 12 chihuahuas.
12 chihuahuas. The final day of the 12 days of Christmas. Someone says, my wife's a veterinarian, and she said a chihuahua will F you up.
It seems like everyone who has one is already warning us that 12 of these animals is not a good idea.
Aren't chihuahuas, I believe this to be true for the last couple of years running, as far as dogs most likely to bite you,
they
chihuahuas
are.
Number
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a pest.
And they'll F you up. So that's why we're worried about pit bulls.
Four squirrels.
Dude, they're so fast, though. Their jumping ability, how fast they are, and even if you watch, I don't know, something like America's Funniest Home Videos, people that end up interacting with the squirrel that goes wrong, I feel like if you're wearing shorts, they are up your pant leg.
Well, like
and to me, that is first and foremost, if it's going for that first, knowing how fast they are. So I have to deal with three more. So even if one of them is smart enough to go for my satchel and the other three jumping on my eyeballs and all that, just no, man.
See, I think this. If something,
you're going to take damage in any battle.
Right.
I know that.
If something with a big mouth kind of like chomps on your forearm or whatever.
Like that beaver.
Right? It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt real bad, right? But you notice when you get pinched real, real tiny how much it hurts more? You're like, like a bee sting?
Yeah.
So the smaller the mouth, I feel like the more the pain involved in the spot where the bite happens.
Perhaps.
Like a horse fly.
You know what? The horse flies off.
100% of bees that have stung me have died.
Yeah, well, that's a fact.
Well, not because of the stinger, but because of the swat that comes down.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola.
Ola. Chris, you on team sober, team not sober today?
Not sober.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. Which do you pick to do battle with? 12 chihuahuas, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 six-year-olds?
I'm going to take the 8 six-year-olds.
8 six-year-olds it is.
Oh, yeah. I have 5 kids, and, you know, 6-year-olds are pretty easy to beat.
Okay. All right. Nobody's picked the angry beaver yet.
No, not one person. No. So now people give me grief about the frickin' Wii. Thrill, why do you want to buy a Wii when you can go to the goddamn bowling alley? What bowling alley is open right now? And, no offense, even when they are open, I'm not going to go, I don't know, I'm going to blow off steam after work. I'm not going to go to the bowling alley. I can go to my living room. I can bowl. Also, I'm not sticking my fingers in those dirty holes. Thrill, I have an extra Wii that I modified, so it has every game for the Wii on a USB stick for free. Hit me back if you want. I'll be hitting you back. Let's see. I have 2 Wii's for my kid. Put new disc drives in for about $30 each. Okay, I'm doing this wrong. Thank you for your advice.
Okay.
I'm gonna look into this. Seriously, man. Like, I want the Wii back. All right, here's a question. Who was the first American astronaut to orbit the Earth in 1962?
Let's see. Buzz Aldrin?
First
astronaut
to orbit the Earth. They went around three times, came back down.
John Glenn?
John Glenn.
John Glenn.
Oh, wow.
All right, your question. What two boxers fought in the famous matchup dubbed the Thriller in Manila?
Oh, let's see. Muhammad Ali.
Correct.
And George Foreman?
Nope. Because they fought, I want to say Zaire, Nigeria, whatever. Everyone gets it confused because the big highlight that they show of Muhammad Ali is him fighting George Foreman. Knocks right. him out, and the crowd goes absolutely bonkers. But that wasn't the Thriller in Manila.
Was it Larry Holmes?
It was Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier. Yeah. Him, Ken Norton, going through everybody in my head.
It's funny because the Thriller in Manila, that is, as far as Muhammad Ali's career, that is what you hear about most. But the clip they show the most is not that one. And I think that's why people get confused.
You would, if he walked by you on the street.
Who's that?
Joe Frazier. You would not know that he has the stature of being a professional boxer.
He's what, like 5'2"?
He's built.
But he's a tiny...
I met him at Michael's 8th Avenue, and I was like, is every punch an uppercut?
You know, did I you know ask him that?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, I know you.
He didn't
knock me out.
Yes, he is.
I was in a boxing out.
facility, whatever. I was like Joe Frazier.
Yeah. Everybody kind of did. Even Muhammad Ali, because he was easy to insult.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
So was she kind of...
I don't
apologize.
I'm sorry I called you so ugly, but you are ugly. Yeah. What state is nicknamed the Pine Tree State?
The Pine Tree, Oregon?
That's a really good guess.
Any state's a good... It's a pine tree. There's nothing exciting about a pine tree.
The pine tree.
Every other country I have been to, I've seen. Even like the Bahamas. I'm like, I'm in the Bahamas. There's a freaking pine tree.
I think. Vermont's got the maple trees.
You're very close.
New Hampshire?
Somewhere.
Maine. New
Maine.
York.
Maine. This is a fact.
Maine.
All right, your question. What singer was the first Latin American actress to be paid $1 million for a movie role?
Oh, man, I don't even know. Latin American?
Mm-hmm. You know her.
She speaks fluent Latin.
Jennifer Lopez, that's it, right?
It wasn't Geely, was it?
No, I think that's when people knew maybe she could act.
Okay, all right. Because
she'd been dancing and singing.
Well, remember, she was Selena.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, you're right. Okay. She played Selena. I think that's when people knew she could act. But it's crazy. You're like, ooh, they offered $1 million. And you realize these A-listers got like $25 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's like saying, Ted, I'll give you $1,000 to do this. Miles, we're going to give you $15, friend. Come on over.
I saw a whole spreadsheet on what the WWE did. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, one guy gets $500,000. One guy gets $10,000.
Sure. I'd fight someone for $10,000 right now, even if he's making $500,000.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Devin.
Hola.
Devin, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Devin, welcome to the show. Devin, our men's room poll, which do you battle? 12 chihuahuas, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I'm taking down the beaver.
Ooh, you're going up against the angry beaver?
I think so.
You're the first person that's picked out all day.
Now people are yelling, thrill, buy your own goddamn bowling ball.
Yeah, I know.
Believe it or not, I already have one. I didn't buy it. Someone gave it to me years ago. I've been told to get rid of it. I just haven't because, you know.
It's a bowling ball.
Much like that car that's been sitting in your yard for the last 40 years and it's rusted out one day.
Is it fitting correctly for your hand?
It hasn't been drilled yet.
Oh.
It's a beautiful ball. But I was like, look, no one's ever giving me a bowling ball. I'm keeping the bowling ball. What do you want me to do? All right, here's your question. And what year was Facebook founded?
2001.
Any guesses?
Let's say like 97.
98.
2004.
Then. Is that like public Facebook?
Are you seriously asking me this?
Well, you're right.
I don't know.
I'm out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like when I was living with those dudes at, that was like 2001. They already had Facebook at Hopkins.
Wasn't the idea to be able to try to meet women that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything in college invented by a guy is about meeting women. Just doesn't matter what it is. That is the end goal of that. All right, in what decade was NATO formed?
NATO?
NATO.
NATO. I want to say the 60s.
70s? 40s. Right before World War II. So it might be a good idea to get together and keep some aggressors down. All right, question three, Devin. Question for you, which male voice range is pitched between tenor and bass?
Baritone.
Nice work. All right.
So I did that that question earlier today, and I'm like, where does soprano fit into this? I did not realize this. Generally speaking, as far as what, opera, whatever the hell this crap is, soprano regards a female voice or a boy. It's either the kid who's voice has not broken yet, or a female voice. So there's not a lot of quote unquote male sopranos.
What about the
what about Timberlake?
Yeah, what about the guys that got neutered?
Oh, the eunuchs.
Mm-hmm.
They well, what's higher, soprano or tenor?
I don't know.
Soprano, tenor is low, man, because you have the three tenors.
Your bass is real low because it's hot where I'm from. So I guess the eunuchs maybe probably soprano.
Yeah,
who's the third tenor? Again, I'm doing a Miles. I don't know the answer. Just kind of making a joke.
I was going to ask you, can you name them? I cannot.
Pavarotti?
Pavarotti's right. One of them.
Benicio del Toro?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Not at all.
No.
He's not even Italian.
Isn't that Mexico Domingo?
Yes. He's an actor.
Yeah, plus one. Is Domingo one?
I'm like, I know the name, but yeah, I'm not tracking that. And Don Quixote. There you go. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, David.
And he's gone.
David.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. You don't take the time, bro. Hola. I dig it.
David, you sober now, sober? Right.
I'm playing team sober today.
All right, David, welcome to the program.
Welcome to Camp Dig It.
Right, yeah, man. All right, Tara, men's room poll. Which do you do battle with? 12 chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
Well, I've been giving this one some thought, and I think... I'll take the 4 chihuahuas and...
No. There's 12. It is 12 chihuahuas.
12. Oh, that makes it a big difference. Man. let's just go with the kids then.
All right.
I think we can...
Okay.
Don't finish the statement.
Don't overthink this.
They will investigate you if you justify your answer. Just say it and be done. Because when I hang
no judge.
All right. Here is your question. How many feet high is the center of a tennis court net?
How many feet high?
Ted nailed it. Right. Just think about it.
I'm
going
to go with 3 feet.
You got it.
One and bam. Nice work. There you go on Big W. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Jeff, coming up. Ted's Meat Potatoes go soul food. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Let's just jump right into the birthdays. We're hungry. Hola, Macholas and Wobbin. Today, my beautiful little granddaughter, Raylan Jane, a.k.a. Sweet Baby Ray, is 2 years old. She's quite the little character, and we love her to the moon and beyond. So how about a little kid fish sandwich and Mickey and Goofy talking about how much ice cream she's going to get tonight for her birthday. Thanks so much, guys. That from the Ginger Midget.
Fish sandwich.
Workout. Your turn to what? 1 year old?
Two.
Two. Oh, they're just smart enough to know what ice cream is. Keep eating it all, but just know somewhere hidden in that ice cream, it's broccoli, peas, and other foods you don't like.
The good thing is, at this age, you can have as much scoops as you want, at least two, as you are two. And don't forget the hot fudge.
Ooh, good call.
Demand it now.
And whipped cream.
And one little maraschino cherry.
And put your peanuts on there if you don't have a nut allergy. And make sure it's served in a crystal bowl.
Guys, I want to wish my daughter Savannah Pete a happy 11th birthday. She was born in Arlington, Washington, but writing from Georgia, where we have lived for the last 8 years. How about a Leroy Jenkins and the Disney characters talking about growing up and the changes that come with it? Love you guys and still listen every day.
Leroy Jenkins! Where goes? I love to tell you all about growing up, but the things that are going to change most in life is the conversation you get to have with your parents. It's called Birds and the Bees, but it has nothing to do with other animals.
Growing up can be weird. You're 11 now. Enjoy it. Because in a few years, you'll be a teenager, and it'll be really weird.
You're about to smell bad and have acne.
Ain't that the truth? Guys, can you give John from J Power Painting a birthday shout out with your penis is too small? Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. I don't know if anyone will be writing in for me, but I would love to hear Thrill talking about his favorite air fryer foods. Just got a new one for my birthday. Looking forward to making some Old Bay wings. Thanks, that from Justin.
It's real simple. Anything you put in it, dog. Listen, you can buy the garbage out of the frozen aisle, the stuff that most people fry. It doesn't even matter if it's freezer burn. Mm-hmm. You just put it in the air fryer. Voila. The freezer burn goes away, and you have this delicious, delicious, it's like I'm at a restaurant-style thing.
Justin, all the food at Camp Diggett is cooked in a air fryer. Hey, y'all, it's my dad Mike's 44th birthday today. He'd love a It's Time to Take Off the Leash, and then you guys talking all over yourselves about weed. Thanks, you all. Love here from Lacey.
It's time to take off the leash.
You know, I've never tried marijuana before, but I've heard a lot about it.
How do you do that?
Do you believe me? Michelle, I just want to give a birthday shout-out to Jordan, the best adopted brother of all time.
That's why you pointed it out.
Give him some turtle humping and the dirty Germans talking about carpenters. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. For Brandon.
Yeah, I do not know much about carpentry other than you lay wood, so I think I'm already a natural.
Yeah, and you can set a little rough piece of paper and sand it down.
Nine. Do not sand my wood.
I was going to say, that would really hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't sand your wood block.
Yeah, at least rub it down with the oil.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, I spray mine with pledge.
So I brought sea ointment.
Lemony flesh.
It's like when you have calluses, you know what I mean?
Some people likes the pain, Miles. Oh.
But tell us, I want to request a very special happy birthday to my husband, Austin. I love him so much, and I'm proud of the man he is.
Do you really?
He would like an original fish sandwich and a Leroy Jenkins, please. That from the lovely Mackenzie.
Fish sandwich.
Leroy.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Give it my best castrato there.
Ah, yes, castrato. Yep. We found out that we were talking about opera singers or whatever, right? So in the male version of opera singing, it's a baritone, tenor, bass, females are the ones, generally, they get soprano, and then you ask Miles if you're a eunuch, right?
Mm-hmm.
They chop that stuff off. What are you doing? Apparently, it's called, and it's very subtle.
Castrato.
You would never know. Castrato.
Castrato.
Hmm.
The number one chair in castrato.
A listener email from yesterday's show. Yo, fellas and Wobbin, I really want to thank you guys for the show you did yesterday. I'm sure y'all didn't want to run with the topic, but you did because it is something that needed to be done. You'll catch a lot of S for it, but you're tough enough to handle it. I really appreciate what you do and keep on rocking. That from Darren. Darren, to be honest with you,
it was the most fun I've had so long.
Yeah, we did not catch a lot of crap for it. It wasn't.
You know, honestly,
it was very positive.
We really did. So you people are very positive and annoying.
Here's an interesting one. We were talking about 3D vision, like if you lost an eye, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
you do like. Who lost an eye, and just explaining some of the hard things to do, like if something falls in the water, to be able to figure out the depth to pick it up or whatever.
He didn't really offer the info, but we kept asking.
We had to. On listening to the podcast, you talked to the dude who got shot in the eye with a BB, and he can't see 3D. Well, I also cannot see 3D.
Eyes, who did that?
But have both eyes and near perfect in each. I have what's called a stereoscopic flat fusion. Most people, images for each eye are overlaid in the brain, then kind of stretched to create 3D. Well, my dumb brain just takes the two images and lays them flat on top of each other. VR and IMAX give me wicked headaches. And parallel parking is a bitch.
Ooh.
Cheers, bitches. That from Matt.
That sucks, man.
That really does.
I mean, I'm laughing at you, but it does suck. I recognize it.
And as far as the subject of one more, what went wrong? Guys, one memorable time when things went wrong was when my brother set himself on fire.
Okay.
It was back in the early 2000s. It was the 4th of July. My brother and two of his friends were trying to figure out a way they could celebrate the evening and got the bright idea of setting their shoes on fire with some lighter fluid while skateboarding and then filming it. Apparently, it went well at first, but then my brother wanted to crank it up a bit by adding more fluid. After about 3 seconds of his shoe being on fire, the flame quickly climbed up his pant leg and started burning him. He couldn't pull it out and was shouting in pain. While that was going on, one friend was still filming while the other guy was trying to put out the fire on my brother's shoe that he had kicked off. My brother finally managed to get his pants off and was hurting pretty bad, ended up with second and third degree burns on his right leg. Mom and Dad definitely made sure to highlight the stupidity of his decision the next morning. He still got the video of the incident. If you ever want to see it, rock on, guys. That from Chet's.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
The head chef is in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks.
How's the head chef?
Well, that chef's not bad. Kind of excited for what we're about to eat today, because some of this stuff is, a couple of these things are some of my favorite foods, honestly, in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in general.
Have you been doing a lot of cooking at home lately?
I have.
What have you been hitting up?
This week, we've, I joined Mike's team and bought a grill, small grill.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to think. First, I made some sausages, Men's Room Original Red Sausage, delicious on the grill. Then I made some burgers and some asparagus. The asparagus, I just put in a little pan of foil, little olive oil, salt and pepper, boom.
Perfect.
Did you then throw it directly in the trash can where it belongs?
No, I ate them.
You son of a...
Then peed stinky later.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. I had asparagus.
Peed stinky.
We joke about it.
You don't know about that world, but Steve, it's
a real world. I do, because I have stood next to other people at a urinal going, why do I know that you ate asparagus?
And then this week, we had some boneless chicken thighs.
Ooh.
Yeah, same thing. Boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Just throw them on there. I hit them with a little Johnny's. You know, a few minutes.
A little Johnny's.
Yeah, couple minutes seasoning. Each side. And then we got some more asparagus. So I'm doing all that. Tonight, cool. I'm grilling beef short ribs.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Big time.
It is big time. But yeah, there's a lot of different stuff, and people have been cooking. And also in this time, with the protests going on and stuff, you might hear the term ally a lot for white people that want to be an ally to black people.
Yeah, I don't hear it around here.
Yeah.
Really?
So the first time I heard this
term... We wait till you leave.
The first time I heard it actually was from Killer Mike from Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels 4 is out, by the way. And he has a show called Triggered, right? And he was just talking about how to be a good ally and this and that. So he talks about Black Fridays, which everybody... You don't have to be black. Everybody can take a part of Black Friday. Doesn't mean crazy sales. It just means try to spend some money on a black-owned business.
Okay, yeah.
So today, Seattle Metropolitan Magazine put out a nice list in the Seattle area of black-owned restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then we ordered some from one of my personal favorite places, Fat Chicken and Waffles. So I'm going to talk a little about Creole cooking and a little bit about soul food. The smile you see on my face, and I kid you not, I've been to Fats plenty of times. My standard is a catfish platter.
They're going to change the name now.
With some greens and then red beans and rice. We also got some lemon pepper chicken. Robin did, but we just ordered what I would get if I had been there. Okay. So lemon pepper chicken wings, some fried catfish. We got the traditional chicken and waffles is there as well. And I believe there's some cornbread muffins as well.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo.
You guys should start with the chicken and waffles. We should hang on this catfish for a minute.
Okay. No. Wait, no. All right. I said we start with the catfish.
All right, we can start with the catfish. Fish.
Okay.
After I eat a big piece of it.
Ooh.
Sorry, I love it.
Man, oh man, does that look good.
Mm-hmm.
And the cornbread looks pretty good, too. Not sure if it's as good as the Pierce County Correctional System, but we'll find out.
Apparently nothing can compare.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm not using the fork, dude. I'm just dipping.
You're going right in there?
Oh, yeah. Almost cussed. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I haven't even bitten into it yet. I made a mistake.
I'm going there.
There you go.
Butter.
That's what I meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's tremendous.
I mean, right? It's so good.
Come on, man.
If you think you don't like catfish, I have news for you.
You do.
You like catfish.
Yes.
Especially the spices they put on there and everything else. Yeah, thank you, Ron. I've just been eating with my fingers.
Oh, man.
What's the name of this joint in?
Fats Chicken and Waffles. Great place. They have awesome hats there as well. But yeah, fried catfish, kind of a standard if you're going Creole or soul food cooking. So you might hear the term a lot about soul food, and you're like, Ted, where does soul food come from?
Seoul, Korea, right?
Actually, you're exactly correct.
No. Can't be.
That is exactly.
But I so do traditionally, love some Korean barbecue.
It's what they call, I like Wikipedia, it's an ethnic cuisine.
Oh, look at Mike dipping in.
Yeah.
I'm just here to see what Mike thinks. Because you're the most vanilla as far as your palate goes.
Good.
All right. There
okay.
you go.
By the way, he likes it.
The problem with Mike is he doesn't have big reactions to his food.
I know.
Somebody else feels me on this. I'm sure she's maybe listening right now, but you can't tell with him. I think he liked that.
Okay.
But
you never would know.
But soul food comes from the South. Basically, it's a lot of foods that were given to the enslaved West Africans mm-hmm. and southern plantations.
That's why it's unhealthy, but it's delicious.
Right. The expression soul food originates in like the 60s. Soul was a common word used to describe basically black culture.
Delicious, brother.
And as far as the cuts and stuff initially, you know, not the best. So you learn how to cook really good food with not necessarily, you know, the best, you know, you don't get like boneless chicken breasts or anything. You know, you're dealing with thighs and necks.
Right.
And
so
legs.
Like Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, that's probably one of the more famous places across the country. You know, down in L.A. that started doing chicken and waffles a long time ago. You know, we should get those chicken and waffles mixed in. It looks like the catfish.
Okay. By the way, you're talking about grilling asparagus. I poo-pooed on your asparagus. So now the comments come in.
Uh-oh.
People giving me grief, all right? So they're like, throw it. You got to try some baby asparagus wrapped in bacon, all right? Another one. Throw it, goddammit. I'm not about veggies either, but I swear to you, you got to try some bacon wrapped. Do you guys hear me saying, how about this? How about I eat bacon,
mm-hmm.
the good part, right? And you can have the asparagus. No one has ever said to me, if you really want to set your bacon off, add asparagus. I understand.
Well, look, and we've been in a restaurant where I saw you attempt to eat the bacon wrapped asparagus. You still didn't really like it.
No, because it ended up tasting like asparagus.
Yeah,
what
for sure.
Do people not get? I just want to eat bacon. How hard is that?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys yourself have any of your favorite like soul food things or Creole dishes you like? Red beans and rice, gumbo.
I'll say this. When I first moved to New Orleans, I don't think I really understood the concept of etouffee. And I had shrimp etouffee. I'm like, I'll give it a try. I mean, I can't explain it. It's not like anything else I've eaten.
I love beignets as far as the dessert world goes. I love jambalaya. That's something I make at home all the time. I mean, the basic stuff.
It's like soup, but you forgot to turn the heat off, so all the moisture's gone.
Yeah,
so you just got the salt, right? But, like, it is tremendous. So what I got maple syrup and what here for the chicken and biscuit?
I believe that's the butter.
Ooh, lordy.
Yeah, okay. And we're going to post the list, too, up on the Men's Room Facebook page about the list of black-owned restaurants so you can help support them right now in the Seattle area. I think, actually, we might post up a couple there so you can check that out.
Ted, you'll understand this. Do what you want. I'm eating with James Brown's killer.
Yeah, and look, there's some things, like, when you go to a soul food restaurant, you're generally going to get, like, the good stuff that everybody likes.
And diabetes.
Right. Well, sure, there is health concerns. But, like, where I,
yes.
like, where I grew up, man, I remember there was some weird things, like hog malls. Mm-hmm. You don't want, you're good on hog malls.
My grandmother loved hog malls.
Robin, do we have the other list up there?
We do. So we're going to have a couple lists up for you. Get them into a blog with everything so you don't have to look very far. We'll get it posted on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. And the list doesn't just include in Seattle for takeout and delivery. It also includes around the entire area. So you've got places like Carolina Smoke in Bovell, Classic Ooh. Eats in Burien, Island Soul Rum Bar we keep hearing about. Wasn't that on some sort of top list or something?
That one shows up about nationwide black-owned businesses.
That's Columbia. Oh, yeah. City, so Kent, Kirkland, all the way to Vashon, the black-owned businesses in the area where you can
Southern
go get
Kitchen
delicious food. Yeah, cafes, I mean, you name it, it's out there, and we want to support, so we'll get them all posted for you, and you can just go through the list and order as you please.
Okay, we've done the chicken and waffles, we've done the catfish, what is up next?
All right, so next you're going to have the lemon pepper chicken wing.
Oh, the lemon
pepper. Which is my personal favorite flavor of a chicken wing.
Here it is.
And they have a nice little coating on those, man. Oh, yeah. You're going to drop some, but it'll be all right.
Mm-mm. You don't sound happy about that, bro.
Oh, man. God damn, I miss a chicken wing. It's so good. It's like, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat these like three times a week and not anymore.
Right. You got chicken wings from a restaurant.
So I don't have an air fryer.
They're awesome. And when you eat, you know, back in the day when we ate in restaurants, they show up like piping hot and everything.
Those were the days.
You got wings? Oh, yeah. Get those out here first.
I would also mention, though, too, like, you know, just talk about soul food. There's a lot of things that we eat in our everyday diet now that we really think about, like, you know, like sweet potatoes,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, that comes from down there. Even just the preparation. I mean, I see collard greens and mustard greens everywhere now.
Oh, wow.
Which also, if you've never had collard greens, do you like vinegar? You'll like greens. Like, it's pretty simple. Yeah. You know what I mean? You also see that in a lot of barbecue joints. Right, like even if it's like a Texas style barbecue, they're still gonna have collard greens. You're probably talking about cornbread. I personally love grits, but grits people go one way or another with grits.
If you get them
with shrimp,
from
you
Nolens,
can do
man, you'll be fine.
Shrimp.
I did not like grits till I had shrimp and grits in New Orleans. I'm not kidding. Like it was,
and it doesn't have any butter in it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh yeah. Well, like when I was a kid, we always
very
like,
healthy.
We ate cream of wheat all the time.
Which yeah, I mean consistency.
You had 15 seconds to eat it. Before it congealed into like a putty that you would hang drywall with.
Yeah, you got to add applesauce to it, man.
But see, we didn't do that.
I would say, though, the king, the coup d'etat of this kind of cuisine, hush puppies.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hush puppy.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up in just 8 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a senator in Mexico accidentally went topless in a government meeting when she started changing without realizing that she was still logged into a Zoom chat.
Yes, she did.
If you're like me, you clicked on that story, didn't you?
I'm not working on it, Steve.
I clicked on it.
I did, too.
Don't click on it.
Don't. That sums it up.
Look, I'm trying to save you some time.
The headline's a headline like, ooh, don't mind if I do. I mind if I did. I mind if I did. My bad. My bad.
Says, when will you be ready to eat inside a fast food restaurant again? 25% of Americans say within a month, but 15% say it'll take a year or longer.
Hmm. Really? I can't tell you the last time. Forget COVID. I can't tell you the last time I ate inside a fast food restaurant.
Unless I'm on a road trip.
Fast food, yeah.
But even then, like if I need a break on a road trip, I'll sit down inside of a fast food joint. But
even is it a fast food joint or is it the rest stop that has quote unquote Burger King? You know, you're still not even in Burger. You're sitting at a picnic table somewhere or something.
Sure. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else I have.
I just say it. I know you wanted to.
What?
Somebody in here eats inside the fast food joint.
Miles will.
it's my preferred way to do it.
God, that's so weird, man.
I like the tray, the whole experience.
The whole experience.
He get all the sauces he wants.
The condiment bar.
They offer the drive-thru so that you don't have to have the experience. That's what blows my mind.
I want a pump of horsey sauce on my roast beef.
He can go back for more barbecue sauce if he runs out.
I just want to sit here by the bathroom.
Prefer the Arby's sauce, but yes.
Can pour all my fries out on the train. Moving on.
I just want to dip everything in sweet and sour.
Boy, I haven't done sweet and sour in a while, man. 77% of dog owners say walking their dog has been the highlight of their day during the quarantine. What else are they going to do?
It still shouldn't be like the highlight. Like, certainly, I mean, look, I'm going to go pick up poop. Because inevitably, that is part of the walk. So if picking up a pile of fresh poop that is not yours is also part of the highlight of your day, I would say, and this is just me, like, rethink some things going on inside of the house. Right. Like, take a minute for yourself that does not involve poop.
It's amazing, though, you get this bond with the animal, and you know right away, like, all right, here comes the poop dance. Like, you know when you need to put your hand in your pocket and pull that bag out. You know exactly what your dog is going to do. And sometimes, like, when it's raining, you're like, I know I got 30 more seconds of this. Eventually, it's going to come out.
I think it's more than that. I think it's the look your dog gives you when they're in the house. Like, once you're outside, we've established that this is going to happen. So I know it's going to happen. When your dog walks up to you, and not they're doing a dance, there's just a look they give you. And somehow, it's the poop look. Because there's a will you pet me look, there's the hey there's someone at the door look, there's the will you please rub my belly look, there's the are you new to play look, there's the I'm just looking at you because I'm a dog and I'm weird, but there's something in their eyes that says I need to poop and you need to let me out of the house.
Moving on to the protest news, a 16-year-old kid named Stefan Perez helped lead a peaceful protest in Detroit and then dropped to his knees with a megaphone and pleaded with people to comply an 8 p.m. curfew. Mayor of Detroit called him later to thank him.
All right.
Yeah.
Of course.
16 years old.
Protest.
An African-American man in Nashville said that he was scared to go on his daily 6 p.m. walks alone because he lives in a mostly white neighborhood. When he stepped outside, 75 friends and neighbors were there waiting to walk with him.
And then they beat his ass.
Damn.
Beat his ass. Robbed his house. It's a horrible story.
Damn. A nonprofit clothing store in Oklahoma City got looted and burned, and now people have donated over $65,000 on GoFundMe to help rebuild it.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
All right, good for them.
People doing good. A bunch of people in Logan, Utah were protesting outside a courthouse when the local police chief showed up with pizza and soft drinks for lunch.
Cool.
Huh. All right, Utah.
We can't even get that in this job at a meeting.
Without the veggie showing up.
I mean, they call it a lunch meeting, and you show up like, oh, we thought, like, you'd already eaten lunch.
No more free pizzas, Mike.
Oh, dang, that's right.
I mean, you can get your own little box sandwich. Mm-hmm. Well, because that's just not cool to serve to a group of people.
Right. They're all going to be reaching their hands.
Oh, God, right.
You can't have pizza.
Well, you in theory, just take what you, like, take what you need.
What you put your hand in.
Right. Well, you don't have to be touching the box. Take your piece out.
Man, you're gonna be opening up the lid to see what's inside of there.
Yeah.
Listen. No more nice little taco bars out there?
Nope.
Well, the taco bar's probably gone, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never sold a taco bar anyhow.
I fair. Know. Everybody got to it before
I guess no
did.
More cold refried beans.
You gotta watch a PowerPoint to do that.
How will we make it?
A teenager in Philadelphia named Khalil Gardner has been setting up his basketball hoop in different spots around the city to break the tension and bring people together.
How can you not see a basketball hoop and not want to, you know, shoot a few and just kind of hang out?
Especially if somebody's all there by themselves.
You know, it's like the ones that have the wheels on them where you either put concrete or water in the base and you just kind of wheel them around. So he's just wheeling around the hoop and setting
do
up.
Sand.
What do you got in the basics?
Do not do water. What we discovered with the water was, well, the water's easy. Grab the hose, fill that bitch up.
by the end of the summer, that water has evaporated.
Oh, I bet it has.
So, the first time you hit the backboard, you know, you might have to replace a gutter.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Right.
Yeah, and if you're putting a basketball hoop in a yard, don't just put it in the cement tube. Make sure you put cement around that tube.
How long did your, this is what, you were a kid and your dad did it, right?
My dad, my cousins, my uncle.
No, we didn't need all that extra concrete.
And then it rained for 3 days and it fell over.
Oh, no.
It rained.
Moving on. Police in New York are searching for baby raccoons that someone was handing out to people outside of a 7-Eleven.
Oh, listen. Thank heaven.
What?
No.
It wasn't even 7-Eleven day.
Everyone interprets this story wrong. They're like, why would you hand out baby raccoons outside of a 7-Eleven? The answer to that is simple. Because you were crazy. The question is, why would you accept a baby raccoon from a stranger outside of 7-Eleven? Those there. People are not being questioned about the situation. Crazy people do lots of things.
What are you doing hanging outside of a 7-Eleven where somebody's going to be handing out baby raccoons?
You're going to 7-Eleven, in my experience.
Right, it has nothing to do with 7-Eleven. People hang out there, and strange things happen.
Yeah.
One man's pretty new got him caught by police.
How's that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 844-999-OLINE.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.